the school, many of us here are school teachers, should be an organism where the practice of mindfulness should be an agent for protection and healing. That those of us, that those teachers, school teachers who have come from broken families, and that those students who have also come from broken families, they bring to school a lot of suffering and they make each other suffer a lot. The family is a kind of school where the teachers are parents. If the father knows how to take care of the mother gently, with compassion, if he knows, if the father knows how to use a loving speech to apologize after he has done something unmindful, if father and mother knows how to take care of each other in that lovely way, and that is teaching, true teaching. And the children learn how to love in the school of the family. There's no class, there's no homework, but the way parents take care of each other is an opportunity for the children to learn how to love, how to understand, how to be gentle, how to use loving speech. And when they grow up and they get married, they will naturally do the same. If father drink a lot of alcohol, if mother smoke a lot, if they fight a lot, and then children will imitate them, and they will make their partner suffer. In our community of practice in France, there are those of us, monks and nuns and lay people, who come from happy families. They bring with themselves a lot of love, a lot of gentleness, and they are excellent Sangha builder, community builder. But then a number of us who came from broken families with a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, a lot of suspicion. And the practice is to use the collective energy of mindfulness to embrace, to accept them, and to give them a chance to transform. A lot of patience. I remember there was a nun who was angry at his father. And in the first year, she always projected on me as her father. Because of my mindfulness, I realized that. I told her, "My dear child, I'm your teacher. I'm not your father." She said, "Yes, I know." But sometimes she forget. So another day, I called her and said that, "Shall I wear a button with the line, 'I am your teacher and not your father'?" And I use a gentle speech and practice patience. 1 year later, she stopped the projections and our relationship became excellent. If you have not come from a happy family as a teacher, your suffering may make your students suffer. And if your students have come from a broken family, and then they may make you as a teacher unhappy and suffer a lot. Therefore, we have to organize our school in such a way that school become a second chance. So the teacher should learn how to handle his own anger, his own frustration. Breathing in, I know that anger is in me. Breathing out, I am holding my anger with tenderness. I should not make my students suffer because of my anger, even if some of them behave in a very violent way. And the teacher should know that the children have come from an unhappy environment and they are victims, and we are there to help them. And that is why there should be time for teachers and students to sit down together and talk to each other about their difficulty, their suffering. Mutual understanding will remove anger and hatred. And teachers and students will behave like members of the same family. And transformation and healing can be obtained in school. And because school has become the second chance, the second family. And if teachers and students succeed, they will be able to bring the healing home to their family. And the Ministry of Education, our educators, our lawmakers, have to practice looking deeply to see that in order to reduce the level of violence in family and in school, they have to practice looking deeply into the nature of our suffering and offer the kind of practice that can bring about transformation and healing, and not just suppressing violence. Violence cannot be suppressed. It will come up in many other ways. Suppose a young person is victim of drugs, and that person is intelligent enough to know that using drugs is not good for his health and his future. But he has no alternative. Nobody helped him to handle the suffering inside. His teacher cannot, his father cannot. Left alone, he doesn't know to handle the suffering inside. That is why he has to use a drug. And if you understand that, you will not punish him. If you have to put him in jail, and then you have to do everything in order to help him to transform. And this is possible with the practice of mindfulness.